This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv Tuesday, the first visit by a senior U.S. official since Congress passed a long-delayed $61 billion aid package for the country. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Blinken's visit comes days after Russia launched a ground incursion into the north of Kharkiv, opening a new front and stretching Ukraine's soldiers. During a speech, Blinken took aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin and said the U.S. intends to seize Russian assets.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. Our Congress has given us the power to seize Russian assets in the United States. We intend to use it.
Russia now controls about 18% of Ukraine and has been gaining ground since the failure of last year's counteroffensive to make serious inroads against Russian troops.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says about 500,000 people have fled fighting in Gaza over the past week alone. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
There were roughly 1.3 million people sheltering in Rafah before Israel began pushing into the city, which Israel says is the last Hamas stronghold. Israeli forces are also battling Hamas militants in northern Gaza. The army's evacuation orders issued on Saturday have displaced around 100 people so far. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters on Monday. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes in central Gaza have killed at least 12 people overnight and into Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration has told key lawmakers it is sending a more than $1 billion in additional arms and ammunition to Israel. That's according to three congressional aides who spoke on condition of anonymity. It's not immediately known how soon those weapons will be delivered. More at VOA News.